Yes, again, time for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And don't forget, dairy producers, you're involved in that project too. And by our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns. Don't forget, they are a proud sponsor of these Checkoff Chats. You can visit them, equitycoop.com, for all your livestock marketing needs and the latest information on what's happening with Wisconsin's livestock industry. Tammy Vossen's along with us, the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And, you know, Tammy, we are all optimistically looking forward to things opening up more in 2021. You know, the good news is that the Wisconsin Beef Council made some inroads before the pandemic with some of our international markets that are hopefully paying dividends today. Tell me what you were involved with the U.S. Meat Export Federation pre-COVID.
Right. So we really had the opportunity to invest some of our Wisconsin Beef Checkoff dollars with the U.S. Meat Export Federation into a project in Japan. Now, Japan has essentially eliminated any beef products from cattle that are over 30 months of age from coming into their country since 2003. But they lifted that restriction because of that BSE-related case that we had here in the United States. They recently lifted that restriction, and so now we need to kind of go back to the drawing board, back to those consumers and buyers of U.S. beef in the Japanese market, and re-educate them about the value that our products can be bringing to them overseas.
Yeah, and you did start that project, thank goodness, as we said, pre-COVID, because it probably would have been a lot more challenging in light of the pandemic. Tell me a little bit about the resources, the guidebooks that the Wisconsin Beef Council, along with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, created.
So the project that we funded specifically was, it's called an Over 30 Months Guidebook, and that really highlights the profiles of those companies here in the United States that are manufacturing and exporting cuts that are customized for that Japanese market. And, of course, that does include both of our Wisconsin packers here that are in-state as well. So this resource is really going to be used to help grow the long-term U.S. beef exports from those packing plants that source cattle from our Midwestern regions that do have a high concentration of dairy cattle. And it's really to just reemphasize that this over 30 months of age beef, how it is really truly well suited for the food service sector because it does offer high value with a very solid quality and an attractive price point for those buyers.
Is Japan an important market for U.S. beef? Tammy, has it been growing? Has it been shrinking? Give me just a little sense of what you're aware of already about those Japanese market opportunities.
Right. So Japan is already our leading export market for U.S. beef destinations. And it has continued to grow. But what we do see with this over 30-month product is that there is an opportunity to increase our beef exports to that country by 7 to 10%. And, of course, they're looking at products that are really underutilized here in the United States. So whether that be mountain chain tripe or tongue, I actually got some pictures from the U.S. Meat Export Federation with some Japanese chefs that had prepared up a soup made from tripe, and they were grilling tongues on an open fire grill. So they're being creative with those cuts that you and I are probably not cooking up in our kitchens here in Wisconsin, and adding value back to our farmers.
Tammy Vossen's along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Remember, you can find out more on how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent. Just follow them, social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, or beeftips.com. And, of course, our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns along with us as sponsors as well. Let's talk a little bit more, Tammy, about the information that's being conveyed in that guidebook for those Japanese buyers. I see that Japan is already trying to kind of get some of their trade shows back online, but obviously in a much smaller capacity. Is this allowing U.S. Meat Export Federation staff to maybe deliver some of this content, some of this guidance face-to-face?
It certainly is. And really what USMEF does is serves as a conduit between those exporters that we have in the U.S. and those individuals in whatever country it might be who are looking to import U.S. beef into their country. So USMEF has got boots on the ground in a number of different countries all across the world. And when you talk specifically about Japan, you know, they are doing trade shows, whether that be in the retail sector or the food service sector, so they can really just hand this guidebook over, showcase to those Japanese buyers who are looking for product about the great contacts that we have here, and really just re-educating them about the value and profitability that our product can bring to their customers.
Tammy, are you finding in working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, do those Japanese buyers have some of the same questions or priority items as perhaps our buyers here in the United States, wanting to know about the sustainability of the producer, wanting to know a little bit more about where it comes from, how it's handled? Is that still priority information for them?
Well, we know that overseas buyers have an interest in where that product is coming from by all means, and that's why traceability does play a key in some of those countries and wanting to be able to have kind of that whole picture of farm to table in where that product was raised. But certainly being able to connect even with some of the buyers that we have hosted here in Wisconsin on farms, it was really that direct connection to that farmer that made a difference to them in understanding the process, how the animal was raised and cared for, that does make a difference when they're considering purchasing our product.
I know that that has been a real strong suit for the Wisconsin Beef Council, trying to get those face-to-face meetings. As you look at 2021, maybe we've got to go to 2022, Tammy. Does the Wisconsin Beef Council have more plans on those kind of reverse trade mission opportunities?
Well, we want to continue to grow those relationships by all means. And again, just showcasing the products that we have and the farms that are raising our beef here, whether it be in Wisconsin or in the United States, it's establishing those relationships and helping them grow, connecting with those buyers, that does make a huge difference. And we've seen that from those trade missions that we have hosted already, the growth in the export opportunities that have been realized as a result of bringing those folks here to Wisconsin and showcasing our products to them.
Well, and God bless the Japanese, like you said, for taking things like tripe and tongue and turning it into the center of the plate item for their families. But U.S. Meat Export Federation is also still continuously working to try to broaden their palate when it comes to things like hamburgers and other cuts from our U.S. beef.
Well, it's amazing. You know, we all take grilling in Wisconsin for granted here, but a number of our foreign countries, grilling, particularly like in the Central American region, grilling is just becoming an up-and-coming way to cook beef. So you can see that there is huge opportunity for us to expand our market there when looking at some of the more tender cuts that do pair so very well with an open fire grill, where we can expand their cooking knowledge and expand the resources that we provide to them to grow our exports.
Excellent relationships here and abroad that are paying dividends for the beef industry. Tammy Vossett, along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. As she said, they've invested checkoff dollars in partnership with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to make sure that those Japanese buyers, those Japanese consumers, are experiencing the best of U.S. beef. And if you want to find out more about what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars, always encourage you to go to beeftips.com and see the great stories there. Wisconsin Beef Council online through social media. And of course, our friends from the Equity Cooperative Live Stock Association would love to talk to you as well. They are a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Find them at equitycoop.com. And that, my friends, is Checkoff Chat with Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council.